I received a message from a medical professional asking a question, and it's very important, on sabotaging. What are the top tactics for sabotaging others at work? According to the survey, pretending to like a coworker to get information. What to do when someone is sabotaging you at work? If you suspect a colleague is trying to sink your career, here's what you'll want to do. Don't assume bad intentions. Be alert. Confide in a coworker. Take notes. Confront the culprit. And don't sabotage the sabotager. Take it to your manager at HR. Our next episode is what to do when a coworker tries to sabotage your career. These are signs of sabotaging. When a coworker is leaving you out of a conversation, decisions or meetings, and only finding out after the fact is a telltale. Signs you're being sabotaged at work is you're also given the wrong times, rooms, and locations of meetings, or get the notification late. These are signs of sabotaging. This episode is in reference to how do I stop sabotaging at work. To avoid falling into a work habit traps, designs ways that support your good behaviors and discourage or minimize your bad ones. If you undermine yourself by being late, scheduled buffer times in your calendar. If you procrastinate, set any early artificial deadlines for projects. You're an open book when you're genuine and you're professional. You're focused on your job. The sabotager will see the weakness. So be aware of who's around you and understand why they are sabotagers. Sabotaging is an illegal offense. It also is very important to understand there's a jealousy issue, so that's part of the cortex. The number one reason found to be the reason by employees try to sabotage in their workplace is because they're unhappy with something in their workplace, whether it be a supervisor or an unreceived promotion or a disciplinary action taken against that employee. Well, why do you think they didn't get the promotion? Because they're kind of a sabotager. You know the individual when you see them. They have the jealousy issue, and it's sad, you know, that she'd have to turn to someone else's life to affect her life to make her feel better. I don't know what they receive from this instead of just approaching their issues with their supervisor or, you know, their issue in disciplinary actions taken against them. I don't know what the situation is because we don't need to be this kind of a person. They're not decent and they're disrespectful to their coworkers, and you can't trust them. You know, the word is trust. You need to trust. If you need to work with someone that closely, I would definitely get have a police officer involved, find out anything about that individual, because they could affect your whole career. It's very important to understand that you can have a very serious issue. It could be your own business. It could be anything, relationships, all that has to do with this type of a person. They're very sick. They need help. So here we go again, back into the problem of the jealousy. So this is something that we have to live with, and we need to address it when it comes down to the wire.